This is DGMT's Learning Lunch, and I'm your host, Rahima Esop. What do you do when a project doesn't go according to plan? How do some organizations find their way while others struggle to get back on course? This is the crux of today's conversation with my guest, Nomfundo Qalana, project lead for Jobstarter. Welcome, Nomfundo. It's so nice to have you, and I believe this is your first podcast.
Thank you very much, Rahima. Yes, it is my first podcast, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to focus today's conversation about change, or the word iteration, a word commonly used in both the tech industry and development sector. Iteration is necessary as both sectors navigate degrees of uncertainty. Iteration basically means repeating a process and making tweaks in between each repetition with the aim of achieving a desired result. This is not unusual in the tech space because iteration allows developers to incorporate user feedback and make improvements. Iteration is also a given when dealing with complex systems, changing requirements, and emerging technologies. Private tech companies tend to have funding, resources, and capacity to weather bumpy roads, while nonprofits do not. Navigating a bumpy road with obstacles and unintended pit stops is not easy when you are reliant on grants or have limited capacity and pressure to show proof of concept. So my question today, Nomfundo, is how did Jobstarter do it? What did it take, and what can other civil society organizations learn from Jobstarter's experience? Let's start with, what is Jobstarter?
Thank you, Ray, for that question. Jobstarter is a team of four people. And at this point, we've got the project lead. We've got a product manager. That person looks after the platform. We've got a communications manager. That person ensures that the platform gets out and is known by the public. And we've got a community manager. That person looks after the people that use the platform. What is Jobstarter, the platform? What is it made of? It requires a development house, which is a very expensive resource that puts together the product at the back. And it also requires expertise around in terms of designing the platform and ensuring that the platform runs in the back end. The actual product itself was born out of DGMT in about 2017, where DGMT saw a gap in the market where young people did not have a single source of online space where they could get curated content with regards to their pathways. And this was mainly directed at those individuals who would drop out of school without matric, and those individuals with matric but choose to go to TVET spaces and not know what to do after that. Therefore, Jobstarter was born as a web platform, not an app. The reason for that is we didn't want young people to take too much space on their phones. And we then ensured that Jobstarter had content that was curated and created for pathways and for them to put together a CV that then they can use when they look for those opportunities.
Thanks, Nomfundo. I think that context is useful in order to understand what Jobstarter does and the audience that it serves. Now, let's get back to the crux of this conversation, which is to talk about what happens when the road gets bumpy. When the road to implementation does get bumpy and there are unintended pit stops, it's more important than ever to have a clear vision, mission, and strategy. What does this look like for Jobstarter?
Jobstarter really's heart and dream is to see all young South Africans on pathways to productivity. And we hope to achieve this but by, as I indicated, capacitating young people with understanding who they are, what skills they have to offer, and so that they can reach out to well-aligned opportunities and start becoming economically active. And facts is that majority of the young people use their phones and they have phones, and therefore Jobstarter intentionally seeks to engage them on the platform that is in their hands. We seek to co-create and curate Career Starter Pack, a Career Starter Pack which includes a personalized downloadable CV which they can use, and work readiness courses. We also partner with a number of face-to-face youth development organizations who use JobStarter as a tool for their programmatic support. And this is in the space of them taking JobStarter and implementing it within their programs.
So Nomfundo, I have a little bit of experience just navigating the JobStarter platform as a user. And what's different about the Build a CV function is that it caters to individuals who've never had a job and who are unable to assess their own skills and need a reflective tool or a reflective exercise to be able to do that. And that's what's unique about this Build a CV function. Just tell me a bit more about that, because that's like a unique selling point.
You're so right, Ray. We had a pilot with one of our partners last year, and we had just over 3,500 young people putting together CVs. And you spoke about iteration earlier, and we picked up that most times young people create a CV for the sake of creating a CV. They don't take time to actually reflect and introspect with regards to what they put in that professional statement, what they put in those duties, because those become transitional skills. Once they then input that information, tech takes out what you input, right? And most times then they input it without taking time investing towards what they put in. What comes out really looks bad. And what we then had discovered is that through support and various courses that young people do on the platform, like Know Yourself, Know Your Interests, Know Your Strengths, through courses like what skills do you have, what do you like doing, what do you find most enjoyable, through articles on the platform that speak into how to articulate those transitional skills, the CVs were much better. But what we also picked up is that with the support that they had from the development organizations, it was important for young people to just navigate. And I know we're going to speak into challenges where young people use tech as a solution, because digital illiteracy plays a big role. English plays a big role. Navigation of such systems play a big role as well. Recently with StatsSA, they just released about 9 million young people are not in employment or education or training. And out of that, 53% of those young people do not have matric. And it's important for us, therefore, to, when we develop these platforms, to have them at the center of the development.
Before I go a step further, I want to just hone in on something that you slipped in there. You spoke about development organizations. Where do they fit in?
We picked up very quickly, part of our learning, that you cannot just develop a tech platform hope that young people are going to engage with it. And this is proven many, many times where we've got many platforms where young people just go in looking for jobs. And when they don't see the jobs, or even when they see the jobs, they apply without preparing or getting ready for those jobs. And that's where JobStarter comes in, where we're saying the job is the end result. Are you ready for that job? Have you prepared for that job? What then we picked up is that when young people come to JobStarter, even the name JobStarter means that I'm coming to start a job. Then quickly said, let's figure out how do we then land this to young people in a way that would make sense to them and in a way that they would understand. And then we partnered with a couple of youth development organizations, Digify Africa, Matuba Collective, Hope Africa, and those kind of organizations, Gi Ready, Bumbingomso. And what they do is then take the JobStarter platform, they introduce it to their cohorts. What then they do is that they take them through the platform. And what's nice about these particular environments is that there's support, there's Wi-Fi access, and young people get to understand what the platform requires of them, and they get to use the information that they get from the platform as well.
It's so important to build coalitions like the coalitions that you mentioned in your previous response, and I just want to use the opportunity to remind listeners that we do have a very interesting podcast on building coalitions. If you go to www.dgmt.co.za, click on the resources tab and go to podcasts, and you'll find the particular podcast on coalitions. Nomfundo, essentially JobStarter is straddling two worlds, the tech sector and the nonprofit human development sector. This comes with its own unique set of challenges. Tell me about them.
That's a great question, Ray, and the first response I'm going to give to you is that never design a tech solution without a user in mind.
That's great advice, and I think it extends to all organizations, irrespective of whether they're working in the tech space. Always think about the beneficiary or the end user.
Definitely, because we make assumptions, right? And those assumptions are things like, they're digitally literate, they've got the phones, they will complete courses, the models of the phones will beautifully display our well-designed, well-articulated learnings and so on, and our learning is going to land and it's going to be applicable. And I do want to blast the bubble and say none of that is true. We've proven none of that is true. And this is because we basically have learned that one, data is expensive. Young people do not have data. Two, young people love going on Facebook. And learning and Facebook are two different things. Young people always want to know why. Why am I doing this? What's in it for me? And what am I going to benefit from it? And you need to always think, is the young person going to understand the text? Am I having enough options? Again, TikTok has taken over, visual, audio, infographics. Do you have the right mix within your space and so on? Young people are very finicky about space on their phone. How much space are you taking on the young person's phone and so on? So all those things are important when you're developing for young people. But then you've got developers, right? And developers on the other side, they've got their own way of doing things. They've got their own thoughts of developing. And it's really getting developers to not only develop, but to also see the user. And that has been the breakthrough of JobStarter, is to get the developers to see who they're developing for.
Nomfundo, it sounds like you've learned a lot about the user along the way. But to get from point A to point B, where you are right now, took several years, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us about the bumpy road. Paint a picture.
JobStarter was, as I indicated earlier, was born in 2017, we had our first development house in 2019. We had our second iteration, and in 2023 we had our third iteration, and we're currently on number three with regards to the various iterations. And the bumpy road really was evident when the platform started being buggy, breaking. Not, you know, you would press save and save would not press, it was not only financially draining, but it was also brand draining. It was brand damaging, right? And one had to really find ways to come to terms of what is actually happening, what is actually the problem. And what we picked up very quickly is that as NPOs or NGOs, we like going with smaller development houses, and we also do not understand the full scope of tech at times, and we don't actually, we're not vulnerable enough to say that we don't understand it. This is what we want, but we don't understand it. Tech will do, a tech person will tell you, tech will do everything and anything, but it comes at a ticket, it comes at a cost, and it also comes with somebody who knows what they're doing and who they're doing it for as well. I think that is also very important.
And tech development does take a long time. It doesn't happen overnight. So that's another consideration. So considering the potential damage to the brand, considering the potential loss of users because of a buggy interface, how did you manage to stay on course? And more importantly, Nomfundo, how did you keep donors on side?
Transparency, transparency, transparency. It's really important to journey with your stakeholders, and that is mainly your donors, and share the wins, but also share the challenges. Because then in that way, they get to see and understand what you're going through and where you're going. And that has been quite important with JobStarter. It's also been important to also get the donors to understand that tech solutions are not always straightforward. As you said, you would put one code and that code will be dependent on another code. And when you put another code, that code will break another code, and so on. So it's really important for the project to educate and keep your funders informed of what is happening with the platform. Where are you, lack of a better word, failing? What are you doing about it? What are you learning from it as well? Because I believe that with every failure, there's a learning curve. And what is that learning? And how are you ensuring that that learning is contributing to the future of the product?
In the interest of transparency, did there ever come a point where a donor who perhaps was becoming impatient asked for a new vision, a new strategy, and did you at any point feel under pressure to rethink the entire strategy?
Yes. Every time we went to the donors, again, JobStarter, the question was, how many jobs have you created? How many jobs has young people received? And I think what has been quite refreshing in the past couple of years, or rather 2 years, has been that shift that the job is the end. We need to get young people ready for the job. Thus, we also have twisted the job starter to a starter pack, a career starter pack, where we're saying that we're really giving the young person tools to start that career. That's one. And of course, we've also had to educate that not all young people will be employed, i.e. they're going to get jobs. Let's look at self-employment as well, and let's ensure that young people are exposed to various pathways rather than just jobs. And again, it's having those conversations, right? And really helping the funders understand the landscape that you are in. In 2017, Ray, you must also remember that there was no SA Youth, no JobJack, no all these platforms. platforms, and now it's having to again go back to the funder and say there are all these platforms that are focused on jobs, the preparation thereof, or the tools thereof, or the getting those jobs has all of a sudden been more face to face rather than online, which is less scalable, and that's the space where JobStarter comes in terms of helping the face to face interaction with the tool, that they can track young people on the platform, they can help young people with the tool, and they can get them to the other side in terms of getting a job or an opportunity.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you did not throw the baby out with the bathwater and start from scratch in terms of a new strategy while under pressure from donors. What you did was listen to what stakeholders are saying, those stakeholders, whether they be donors or users or partners, and then be responsive in the form of refining how you present the tool, refining the language that you use, forefronting the information that you want people to get so that it does click. Because you were hearing that there was a misconception, a misunderstanding of what JobStarter is and what JobStarter is supposed to attain.
That is correct. That is correct.
Nomfundo, I'm sure since 2017 you've had to take some tough decisions. Take us into your confidence. What tough decisions did you have to take to get to where JobStarter is now?
JobStarter is an online tool. As an online tool, you are reliant on development. And when you break up with those relationships that has built this tool, it becomes really hard. And it's not an easy road, and you're having to consult with partners internally. In our case, within the DGMT family, you're having to consult with partners externally with the expertise in terms of what next, what do you do, what does next look like, so that you don't make the same mistakes that you've done. So the parting with the development houses was really, really hard, because now you're having to again take your heart and give it to somebody else, and you're having to start a relationship with that person and ensuring that the product grows, and that was really, really hard for JobStarter. And again, you spoke about iterations. Each development house has got its own way of doing things. I think what is important within the team, as we explain the team, is that only one person in the team has got tech background. And therefore, you are relying on that one skill set within a team of four people, because you are an NPO, and therefore most decisions that are made for tech are done externally by development house, and therefore having those relationships with the development house is really, really important.
My big takeaway from that response is that when things are tough and you have to make a difficult decision, it's okay to break free of a partnership that is not serving you so that you don't sacrifice the greater vision, mission, and strategy. And that's what you had to do, even though it was very tough. Nomfundo, we know that change is overwhelming. What advice do you have for civil society organizations that are faced with periods of rapid change? And I'm talking about organizations operating in different sectors, not just in the tech world.
I think, Ray, we always need to be clear of our why. Why are you doing it? Why JobStarter? What are you trying to achieve? When change does come, is change serving your why? And if it is, I suggest that you go with it. And if it's not and you feel uncomfortable with it, ask challenging questions towards yourself and towards your why. Because sometimes we forget our why. We forget why we do the projects that we do, and we forget who are they for as well. And I think that's very important. We could have thrown the towel with the first development house, and with the second development house, we could have thrown the towel when SAVE did not press and at a couple of places where we were demonstrating Job Starter. But our why was always the young person.
You know, I like that response because it's so simple but so profound, especially for me. So my day job is not doing this podcast. I'm the communications director at DGMT, and we run communications and advocacy campaigns, and we constantly have to remind ourselves and ask, why are we doing this? What are we doing? How are we doing it? And who are we doing it for? Those simple questions are so important to keep you on course. Nomfundo, as we wrap up, tell us what's next for Job Starter in 2024 and beyond.
We're super excited for 2024 as DGMT is trying to get civil organizations zero rated. Job Starter is preparing for zero rating, and we can't wait to be part of that pilot. We are rejigging the platform to have a better pathway for young people to navigate the platform better. And we are really intentional with the collaboration and co-creation with our partners, and just ensuring that we move together and we move aligned and we serve the young person.
Nomfundo, that brings us to the end of our conversation. I've enjoyed learning more about Job Starter, so thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Ray, for having me, and looking forward to doing this again.
And now over to you, those listening to this podcast. Using what you have heard today, you can try this reflective exercise. You will need a pen and paper to write down these steps or download the takeaway sheet from our website, dgmt.co.za. Write down the following questions and spend some time reflecting on them by yourself, and then share your reflections with your colleagues. Question number one. When was the last time you had to deal with a big change, either personally or professionally? And how did you navigate it? Question number two. Think back to your own work. How many iterations did your program or initiative go through? And how did that affect your overall strategy? And question number three. How will you keep stakeholders on side when the road becomes bumpy? This has been DGMT's Learning Lunch. Until next time.